I'm Dr. Peter Holden. I'm a member of the Council of the British Medical Association, and I was present and led the team at BMA House on the 7th of July 2005. My memory of 10 years ago is actually pretty good because I had to write a report within 48 hours, and it formed part of the evidence to the inquiry. When the bomb went off, it wasn't entirely a total surprise because I was working in an office where we had the television on and there were already reports of incidents on the underground, and the Royal London helicopter had been hovering overhead our building for a good 10 minutes seeking to land near King's Cross, which we could see from the fourth floor where we were, where it was going to go. And I knew, because I fly on an air ambulance, that that was very unusual and that something was afoot. And then I carried on doing some work, and then suddenly everything went salmon pink, and then we heard the bang, and the salmon pink was a pressure wave hitting us. I was first one there. I opened a window, I literally leaned out and looked straight down onto the bus, and I simply said to my colleagues, "It's a bus bomb, there are multiple casualties, I would advise you not to look, let's go." I very deliberately put my hands in my pockets, because although I'm used to dealing with the seriously ill and injured, because although I'm a GP by training and that is my day job, but I knew that if I got stuck in, I would not be able to manage the scene. And so I let colleagues do that. Even if you've got the entire resource of the NHS there and then at your disposal, they aren't going to survive. They are dying. And you put a human being with them. And that was in the outer courtyard of BMA House, and I walk past that spot twice a week. It's quite tough. People need to understand that in a major incident like that, the first hour is utter chaos. The second hour is chaos. It's the third hour before you get to see where you're going. Because the bus is the only iconic picture of 7-7, because everything else was underground, it keeps getting rubbed in. And I think there is a bit of a feeling, and this is no disrespect to those who are dead and injured, this is the 10th anniversary. We should be moving on. All the ambulance services now have a HARTS team, a hazardous area rescue team. There is medical training components in the police now. There is medical training components in the fire service.
And could you still be called upon to deal with, manage a scene like this? Would you do it again? Would you feel you could do it again?
The radio is in the next room.